is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my tea connection. And the song's name is Kush. So whenever you hear that, please remember, the first time I used that is when I became the, I was the person for the B3As who did all the public relations. And I used that. And that is Kush from the T Connection. Well, of course, you know they got a million other songs, and it's just unbelievable. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. What a week in the beautiful Bahamas, I should say, after the general elections. I will come, those persons who are, there's somebody on the line now who is, Garfield McPhee. He is from Kalmersville, and I saw he and Bernard F. Hanna. And I had to say, Bernard and Garfield were just about the same age. BH always says he's older. And then Vanessa Colby is my good cousin from Andrus, my good cousin. Well, I'm talking about the people who are watching the show. And watching and listening on Track with Alpheus Spinelson. Now, it is on Guardian Radio 96.9, and my co-host is none other than my co-host and I are awaiting the name or names of the individuals the government will use as the youth and sports person. Nobody knows. Well, Philippa Arnett.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
How was your day?
I had a wonderful day. Very busy with work, but happy to be here this evening.
Well, as I say, we thought that we would have been told who the person would have been to be a part of the, We call it about the sports.
What's that?
The sports for who? The government is going to say who?
Oh, Minister of Sports. We're waiting for that Minister of Sports.
Well, it doesn't have to be a minister. It could be whoever it is.
Minister of State.
Yeah, Minister of State and all of that. But we're waiting to see. And later on, we're going to ask you, who do you think the government should put in?
Okay.
But you know, the government is the government.
Exactly.
The government is the government. Well, let's put it like this. We are on our way to the 500th episode of Track World with Alpheus Spinelson. Track World is brought to us by Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, AFD Management, and
He is none other than my good cousin. My good cousin, well, he's a CEO, and his name is Freeman DeVoe. He is, the business is in Fairdale, and he is a management services person. And his business is oil and energy. And I said, he is my good cousin. We only have good cousins in the Finlayson and the Clark family out of Exuma. Somebody else is on the show. Victor James Wimbush. Oh, that's my good cousin who is out in California. Oh, well, Victor, you didn't tell me. I saw you with that on Facebook with that beautiful lady. And then the other person is Christopher Robinson. I am so happy that I was able to see my good cousin. And then there's a Thomas Robinson. And I'm sure it is not the Thomas present, Robinson present. Who used to run. It is the Thomas Robinson who used to do some photos for us. And then I talk about Vaughn Kalmer, an associate, and he is an insurance broker. And then, finally, we talk about that I have been, talk about Kalina. Talk about Kalina. And with regards to Kalina, I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 40 years. And my daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. And we are the A team at Kalina. The first A is for Alpheus, and the second one is for Alexis Hannah. And and the it's for, what do you call it now? It's for the A team. A for Alpheus and A for Alexis. And we can be reached, myself, at 432-9961. The other one is 467-0372. And while I say that, I just have to mention something. Today is the big day. Brian Wellman, you know Brian, the triple jumper. I think Brian, I think, oh, he got an honor for the place that Lanny was at.
University of Kentucky?
No, not Kentucky, man. Lanny been from that place a long time. This fellow, Brian Wellman, is from Bermuda.
Okay.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he is at the same place that Norbert Elliott went to school, I think. One of those went to school. It may not have been Norbert, but what I'm saying is Lanny taught at that school.
Okay.
The same school as Michael Conley. You know that name?
Of course.
Who oh, well, that's Michael what I'm Conley. Saying. Okay. So this fellow got, you know, taken care of at Michael Conley's school.
University?
University, okay. Yes. But you know Michael Conley, one of the best. He won the, Shalyn Thompson is on, thank you very much. He won the triple jump when Frank won the bronze medal.
The bronze medal.
Yeah. And boy, Michael is good. But what Michael does is that Michael, he chains dogs. That's what he did. And then his son went to Ohio State, I think.
Oh, really?
And guess what? Oh, man, he went from Ohio State to where?
Well, Michael went to Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas, that's where, Lonnie went.
Lonnie was, okay. Yeah.
Antoinette Rule, thank you for watching. And we went to our granddaughter's wedding,
And Alexis and her husband decided that he is going to spend some time in, I forget the name of the place, where Michael's son performed.
You're saying in Ohio?
No, not in Ohio. Oh, Heavenly Father. Anyhow, Clay was playing them.
Right.
Michael's son.
Uh-huh.
And then they were so close.
You're talking basketball.
Basketball. Michael Conley's son, Ohio State, is a great basketball player.
Okay.
And he made more money than anybody else.
I thought you was talking but track.
No, but listen. No, you think I'm only a track man? So let me say this. Khalid and Alexis were close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did the sign 2-4-2, Clay did likewise. Mm-hmm. They were close enough. It was just unbelievable. They made it a point that they were going to. Memphis, that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is just.
We're talking about Golden State, man. I was trying to.
You
follow
think
who
we're
was like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
Warriors?
Yeah, yeah. So, what I'm saying also is that today is a day for Alzheimer's. The World Day for Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Yeah. And daughter.
I'm a part of Pilot, so that's one of our highest agendas, Alzheimer's and dementia. So
I have a cousin called D.G. Maycock.
Mm-hmm.
They're involved in that also.
Okay.
And Alexis has decided that she would be involved with that. Okay?
Excellent choice.
Involved with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you should give back something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, for whatever you're given,
give
back something.
Yes.
So, as we go along, let's see. Talk about where we're... are right now, but let me say this. Anybody remember the Olympics just finished?
That's how quickly excitement sometimes, Alpheus, just goes away. It's now football season, and that's what everybody's into right now. Okay,
I have
some diehard cowboy friends on my bowling team. Oh my God. But we won't start that conversation today.
Exactly. I had the opportunity to console my son-in-law when Miami get beat so bad. I say it's gonna come back. Don't worry about it.
Oh my goodness.
What is this? 32 to zero, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable.
The Bills killed them.
But they say the Bills are the ones that very good chance of being in the playoffs. Very well. And
the
somebody
Bills
says
sure beaten on the Dolphins.
Somebody says that how do I put it? If you could stick with the Dolphins that long, you should be able to stick with your wife that long.
It shows loyalty. They
loyalty.
Are loyal.
Loyalty.
Bahamians, a lot of Bahamians are very loyal to the Dolphins,
yeah.
Alpheus.
But my son-in-law went to school in Miami.
Okay.
That's the point.
Okay.
And that is somewhere. So we're going to take a short break, and then we will start the conversation. And... tell them the numbers to call, anybody who is interested.
Telephone numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and our Guardian Radio text line, powered by BTC, is 422-4796. So give us a call.
And we'll be back in a couple of minutes after we have all of those... commercials.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Now that your age is not everything, now that your kids call you for advice, now that you can achieve anything you set your mind to, why stop? Nourish your strength and energy with Ensure. Ensure provides protein, antioxidants, key vitamins and minerals to support your immune system. Now that it's your moment to enjoy your vitality, why stop? Your life, your health, your Ensure.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Rawson Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just restocked. Bring it all together at Solomon's, where you can save more and live better.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Okay, welcome back to Track World 96.9 Guardian Radio. Our telephone lines again is 323-6232. Dial in to 325-4316, 325-4259. And our text line, which is powered by BTC, 422-4796. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts on who you think should be the sports minister or minister of state for the Bahamas.
Now, we talked about how everybody was so excited with these Olympic Games. You know what happened in the last 2 days? Canada itself, who did so well in the Olympic Games, extremely well.
Yep.
And it seems as though Trudeau... that they weren't even thinking about that, but such a great, you know, such a great performance in the Olympic Games, not just track and field, mm-hmm. all kinds of other people.
Yep.
So what is so interesting is that Trudeau was concerned about the vaccination. That's what he was concerned about. And it looks as though we're concerned about the same thing.
Oh, definitely.
The vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as though he is going to stay in Montreal
uh-huh.
As the prime minister. But it's so interesting, you know, Canada is unbelievably large.
Yes. But, you know, the one thing you must give Trudeau and what he did for Canada is... He definitely, I mean, I'm sure they lost out a lot on tourism. They lost out on a whole lot of stuff because he didn't tolerate it. He just said, this is what it is. If you're going to come in here, you're going to come in at your own cost. You're going to pay and you're going to be locked in for 14 days. You're going to quarantine. There is just so much. And he's still doing it even now.
And
so,
some of the people couldn't go across the border.
Nope.
Some of the people couldn't go from, you're talking about families.
Mm-hmm.
Families, and they just couldn't go.
Could not.
You know, hopefully those kinds of things are going to change at some point.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will become more relaxed as time goes on and everybody becomes more, you know, like they say, the herd yeah. community becomes more vaccinated and understanding more of the disease and how to treat it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we'll get there as well.
Well, you know, our phones are working. And the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The phone is working, each and every one of them. But if you want, if you're so bashful and if you want to, how do I call it? If you want to just do a text, powered by BBC is 422-4796. And let us hear you, ladies and gentlemen. Let us hear you.
But Alpheus, you've been around for a very long time in the sport. You've served as a B3A's president. Tell us, what are your thoughts? What do you think? What do you think we need in a sports minister, seeing the plethora of persons that have now been elected into the new government? So tell us what you thought. What your thoughts are?
Well, first of all, you have to have. You don't have to have somebody who is an, what you call it, a sports minister, you know. Let me tell you the first sports minister that we had. And his brother is BJ. Mm-hmm. And you know who that is. He's still here. What he did is that he was the minister and let the people do their work. I'm talking about in the ministry.
In the ministry, right.
They
right.
hire people for that reason. And the only reason you would get rid of them is that they do something that they shouldn't
untoward.
Do.
Exactly.
But you have to listen to people. Mm-hmm. And that is just... Cheryl Bazard, and how are you today? How are you today? No, what I'm really saying is that anything you do... Like the Prime Minister, I understand, was at the PMH today, just looking it over. Mm-hmm. You need to determine what is what. And the same thing with the person in charge of health. He has to sit down with Dalregis.
And listen to
him. And exactly. listen, mm-hmm. and listen.
Yes.
Okay? And that is so important. And there are some people who don't listen. That's something that happens.
Well, hey, you know, I'm of the younger generation, so they say when you don't listen, you feel. So can't put it no simpler than that.
Yes, I do understand. But give us a call. Give us a call. I am sure that you are not just sleeping because you're so tired of, you know, whatever happened in the elections and all of that. Wake up, and call. Craig Butler, thank you ever so much, Craig. Thank you ever so much. You could pick up your phone and let us hear you, Craig. I'm sure you got more than one phone.
Well, Alfie, you know, in this slate of newly elected,
yes.
we have four basketball.
Yes, yes.
Coaches or persons that have been affiliated with the sport of basketball yeah. and heavily involved. So,
yes.
again, you know, that speaks volumes to leadership. I always say
yes.
athletes are always sometimes innate leaders. And that's definitely a good show of them right now in the newly elected mm-hmm. officials.
Yeah. And I'm sure they do it because they love it.
Of course.
You don't have to get paid for that.
Of course. Of
you
course.
Don't have, because you love what you do. And if you love what you do, you're not working.
You can't get paid for
you're
the time that you give to athletes. You can't
yes,
sometimes,
yes.
and what you give to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
There's no monetary value that you can put to it. You do get something back as leaders and persons involved in the sport,
yes,
but
yes.
it's never monetary compared
no,
to
no,
what the
no.
time that you take away from your family and what you put into the sport.
No.
Any sport, that is.
Yeah. But when you talk about taking away from family, you have to remember that you have to take care of family. You can't be at the stadium all the time.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, go ahead. So what I am saying is, please give us a call. Please give us a call, and let us know. what your thoughts are concerning, not concerning the elections, but the thing is that, you know, we have a new team that is here, and they have to do what they wish to do. And we have seen them put all kind of plans around. But with that in mind, the plans are not going to do anything unless they have people involved in every area. And I do say that in all areas, they have to sit down and determine who it is you're going to use. We have Ken Wilson is watching. Ken is watching. Ken used to work at the Ministry of Youth. I don't know if he is still working there. You know, in these days, you don't see people as much as you can. But thank you so much for watching, Ken. And I hope that you're taking care of your bride who lived one corner away from me. I'm talking about in the valley. And that's what we are talking about. So, as I say, we're still waiting to see who is going to be involved in sports. I think they have, they said 9, they said 10 people who were given, I can't remember exactly what day they got their instruments, but what I am really saying is that, they have to go through this, that, and the next thing and determine, as they look at it, what is the best person. When you look and see who they decided to use, you say, no, man, this person should have been doing something else. We said that Alfred Sayers should have been Minister of Education. He was the Minister of Education before, and now he is the person who replaced the former Minister of Works. I'm talking about Desmond Bannister, and he has a whole lot to do. Alfred has been involved for a long time. Winifred Butler, how you doing, my dear? Tell your son hello for me, please. Winifred Butler. And I talked about you, that you and other people went down to Guyana. And I have a friend that I introduced you to. I am forgetting his name now. And then there was more than you. I had a client who also went and worked with Shell down in Guyana, lived right around the corner from me. So thank you so much for watching, as I say, the show, Winifred Butler. And I guess you still are going to St. Matthew's, and you have another priest there. Canon, I should say. Canon. So thank you ever so much for listening and watching. And once again, I am asking you, what are your thoughts, who you think should be the person responsible for youth and sports? We are thinking that, you know, we should leave, if you have youth, sports, and culture, maybe that's a little bit too much. I don't know. But, you know, these are new times, and the powers that be, for the most part, listen to the people whose business is that, who live there, who didn't just be there for 5 years or whatever it is, and who have been there for a long time. So you should take the opportunity to listen. And as I talked about, oh man, people who have been in the past, the powers that be should listen. So I don't just want you to listen now. I want you to call and
and say something of what you think the sports should be, whoever we should have in the sports area. The number to call, once again, is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Pick up the phone and give us a call, please. We would really appreciate it. I am enjoying myself this evening. And, you know, I don't want to be talking about no basketball, no football now. We're talking about track and field. And, you know, in the Olympic Games, the Olympics don't start until track and field starts. It is the queen of the Olympics. And as much as you see this person and the next person, when you see the competition in the Olympic Games, oh, man, you don't have enough. Again and again and again. So much unbelievable talent. So much unbelievable talent. And as I said, we had two people that won gold medals. Shawnee Miller-Weibo and Stephen Gardner. And I'll tell you this, both of them are headed towards being able to break world records. And when you look at the two people, we're talking about Doha, and you see how easy Stevie won the 400. And when you think about Doha also, when you look at the lady from Bahrain, I don't know the next time she is going to run. I don't know if she is going to get a four-year suspension or whatever it is. And it is my belief that we have people on the way to win world championships in Eugene, Oregon next year. And also to be able to win their events at the next Olympic Games in Paris. So, aren't you excited? Please give us a call and tell me what your thoughts are. Numbers to call, unless you don't remember, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and we are going to go to a brief break, and then when we come back, we are going to talk about birthdays.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up with Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Now that your age is not everything, now that your kids call you for advice, now that you can achieve anything you set your mind to, why stop? Nourish your strength and energy with Ensure. Ensure provides protein, antioxidants, key vitamins and minerals to support your immune system. Now that it's your moment to enjoy your vitality, why stop? Your life, your health, your Ensure.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm so happy that the person didn't call, but they're watching the show. None other than Blossy Smith. I don't know if you know Blossy Smith, but Blossy's husband was Phil Smith. And there are several people that I'm told that I look like. And one of them was Phil Smith. And I've been encouraging Blossy to watch the show, And I really appreciate it. And as I switch to something else before I forget, we have decided that every athlete and people who have been involved in sports don't have to be an athlete, but involved in sports. We have a ton of obituaries at the University of the Bahamas, and people are able to find out things about them. And that really is something else. So, when you have the opportunity, go to the University of the Bahamas at the library, and you are able to see those. And it ain't just a little bit, you know. It's a whole lot. And it's unbelievable. You tend to forget those people who have passed. I look in the obituaries, and, you know, I have a million obituaries in the house with family, with people in sports, and everything else. And you remember things. You really remember things of people who have passed. And you have your opportunity to go in to the library at the University of Bahamas and find out things about them. Oh, it is just unbelievable. And I know we don't have all. And if I have missed some, and you have some obituaries, please find a way to give me a call. I'll get it from you, and we will put it in the library at UB. Blossy, thank you ever so much. Now I want to switch to something just a little bit different. Anybody ever heard of Alberto Salazar? One of the best runners, and I think he may have gone to the University of Oregon. I'm not exactly sure. But the talk was in the past is that he was involved in doping. And then they said that some of the people who they were saying were involved in doping also. They were not involved in doping. One or two were. But as it happened, they would be some people who were involved in doping and some who just ran out in Oregon. Because, you know, there's a lot of athletes in Oregon. So the world body is now putting that fine on him. I don't exactly know how long it's for on doping. And we will see what happens. And then I get so excited whenever I see my good friend from Ireland, Pess, his name is Pess O'Callaghan. He's from Ireland. Let me tell you the significant thing that was with him. When I was in Berlin at the World Championships, he was leaving right before me. I saw him going to get his transport, and I sold him a book. And within a week, he sent back to me. He said, Alphys, I finished the book. Now, you saw my book.
In 1 week?
In 1 week. It is just unbelievable. And that is what I am talking about. Now, he also has a management responsibility, this is Pez, and for World Athletics concerning the new tours that they have. You know they have different levels of tours.
Yes.
And, you know, they're trying to do that all over the world. So he has gone a long way. He has gone a long, long way. And this is really, I feel very good. And you see him every now and then with his wife and his children. Pez O'Callaghan from Ireland.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, Ireland is special. Mm-hmm. My wife Dawn wanted to go to Ireland at one time, but I said no.
Alphys, as many places as you've traveled, you've not been to Ireland?
Haven't been to Ireland.
Oh my goodness, Alphys.
No, I was going to Ireland, and the world body, the IAAF, had in November or October an event that talks about, it gets athletes together, and they talk about different topics and everything else. So I got some money to go to Ireland, but it was not enough.
Oh my.
So I gave the money back.
Okay.
I gave the money back. And some years later, that same person who I gave the money back to sponsored me for
another trip.
Another trip. And they were so proud that they were able to do that.
Okay.
But let me tell you this. We were in Budapest. And we were in Budapest, and we were talking. We were in a little church, and we were talking about Catholic school.
And Budapest is beautiful place, architecture.
Pest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so Budapest, yeah. What happened is that
Hungary.
They asked me, this fella asked me, what did I did in the Olympics? I said I was an Olympic hopeful. And when I went into the place that they had this big thing, you know, different topics and everything, and guess what? This fellow walked in, and he sat down. And on the front of him was Roger Bannister. I never knew it was Roger Bannister. And I made it seem that I knew him
so well,
you know, it's so interesting. So traveling is something else. You know, you have all, and when we go to these events, you look forward to who is there and who isn't there. Now, if you haven't made if you have not made in contact with some people, you go there. Like my friend from, what's his name now? George Williams.
Mm-hmm. George has been everywhere.
But I am in the stadium and I can't find him.
If you don't know Coach
stadium,
George Williams,
no,
he has been with USA Track and Field forever.
But I understand that. It's a question is where to find him in the...
Always there.
But where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't always go to some of the places they are, mm-hmm. you know. So it's something else. So we get so excited when we see people that we don't normally see. We see them basically at world events or the Olympics, you know, that sort of thing.
And I think that's the excitement, too, for athletes when you're an up-and-coming athlete, even at the collegiate level, you carry on to be a pro. it's still amazing to meet athletes in person when you travel. When you travel and you enter into meets, it's always still a shock, a surprise, and a great pleasure. Always.
Well, let me say this. I am going to just mention some names, and, you know, we could still have discussions. Let's talk about birthdays.
Well, I'm going to throw one in first, Alfie, right ahead
of you. Please do. Please do.
From the B3As, it's Dion Britton, all the way from Grand Bahama. Dion is a very hard worker.
She is.
Yeah, she's always involved. So happy birthday to Dion from everyone in the B3As.
Yeah.
And the track and field family.
I think her brother may have worked with us at Clean or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Okay.
May have.
Okay.
So, Peter Adley, you know that name? Grand Bahama.
Okay.
Peter Adley has been involved in sports and a number of, as a matter of fact, he did some Junkanoo things.
Okay.
Peter Adley. I had the opportunity to see him at the at Fish Fry once, and he was talking about when he needed a ride. Me and Dawn took him where he wanted to go.
Wherever.
So that is Peter Adley in Grand Bahama. His birthday was on the 16th. And then Craig Gomez.
Oh, of course.
My brother's great friend. Mm-hmm. They went to Palmdale Primary and Eastern together.
I was in Kiwanis with Craig, though, for a short time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And their parents are something else.
Mm-hmm.
Really know how to grow people up. And you know where they're from?
Camp Road.
Camp Road.
That's right. I know, because I know he's close with my uncle.
Yeah, Camp Road. Camp Road. Yes. Camp Road. Yes. And then my nephew, Doug Wimbish. Now, Doug Wimbish is Craig's birthday is today, and Doug's birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
He, Patrick Trico, and Ernest Cambridge. Now, Ernest is a year older than me, so he is a little older than these, be a little older than these fellas. But Doug Wimbish is my nephew, who is the Sugar Hill Gang and all of that. He is working with this group, man. He is all over the place, and it is sort of difficult for people to get gigs, you know, but he is all over the place. Patrick Trico. Patrick Trico is the young man who, I forget that he has a business. This is just as you go to the place that is where they have all the funerals.
Woodlawn?
No. I'm talking about
Lakeview?
At East now. No, at East. The funerals. It's a Church of God. And it has all kinds of space there. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about on Joe Farrington Road.
His business is through there, and he has been my client forever and ever.
Awesome.
Amen. Now they are from Long Island.
Okay.
And whenever they have things in Long Island, he takes his time to go. You know, Patrick Trico and his wife. His wife's birthday is, I think, on the 4th of November. So I try not to forget them, not at all. And I say Ernie Cambridge. Ernie has been.
You don't forget anybody. I think any of your clients.
But he's been a client, and Malcolm Adley. Malcolm Adley told me to talk to Ernie, and Ernie has been my client forever. And somebody who has responsibility for his family.
That's a good thing, because you don't forget. That's the one short birthday wish I get. I get it from you.
That's right. And then Louise Barry. She has a birthday.
Okay.
She is a St. George's person. St. George's, her mother died just about
a month ago or so.
Okay.
And then I had the opportunity, I had missed the date, of Silbert Cooper.
Oh, you mentioned him.
I said 19th, but it's the 24th.
Oh, it's the 24th.
And guess whose birthday is on the 24th? Al Corey.
Oh, okay.
Al Corey, one of a kind, one of a kind, Al Corey. And then Jennifer Marshall Mackey. Jennifer did shows with, what's his name now? Charles Carter.
Okay, okay.
Monday at 1 o'clock, right. we would do it.
Okay.
Yes. And then on the 26th, Tim Dames. Probably know Tim Dames.
Of course, St. Joseph. St. Joseph and me and his daughter went to St. Augustine's. Well, went to St. Augustine's and St. Thomas More together.
Yeah.
So we grew, went the whole 12 years together. So, yes, I know Tim Dames very well and his wife and their daughter.
So we had the opportunity. I can't remember how we hooked up. It definitely was after Rotary.
Okay.
I think he started Rotary late. Oh, man, but he is somebody that, you know, that does well.
Mm-hmm.
He has a place in, he was having a place in Andrus.
Okay.
And they were supposed to do something with regards to track and field. He and Peter Pratt.
Okay, okay.
And then Tim also does fishing.
He's a community builder, no doubt. He definitely is a community builder.
So,
and he is truly one of our citizens that gives back.
Mm-hmm.
Gives back to youth and gives back to his church and just
and that's
the general
important.
Community.
That's
yes.
really important.
Yes, indeed.
And then we look at Anthony Boswick.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the father. I'm talking about the son.
That's right.
I think he used to work with Water and Sewage,
okay.
but I think he left there and he was in Lutheran and maybe, I'm not exactly sure. I haven't seen him lately, but it's his birthday.
Okay.
And then Kevin Young. You know who Kevin Young is?
The 400-meter runner?
The 400-meter
right.
runner.
Yeah, who was under George Williams,
so,
Coach George Williams.
So guess what? Guess what the joke was? I was thinking about Kevin, and this is when we had the USA Track and Field had an event, and that would have been in North Carolina.
Okay.
And as I go to the elevator, there's Kevin coming to see me. So I've had some good some photos
mm-hmm.
with he, you know, the other coach in track and field. I mean, in hurdles. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Is George Williams and Curtis Fry.
Okay, right.
Oh, man, they're
Coach
the ones.
From, that's Tonique's coach. That's
yes.
Tonique's college coach.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, somebody's calling.
South Carolina.
Good evening, caller. How are you doing today?
Oh, I thank God for this godly, dark universe that's sprayed off. How are you doing, Hulk?
Oh, I'm on top of the world looking down. And how are you?
I'm holding, thank God. Going through some little changes, but I'm holding.
Well, my brother, when you go through changes sometimes, it brings you out well. Aloysius Johnson, a classmate of my brother Rusey in Government High, and we know him well. Now, you know, do what you need to do, my brother. There are all
yes.
kinds of changes. We are talking about who you think should be the somebody involved in sports.
In the house?
No, we're talking about with the new government now.
With the new government.
Yes.
When you say, but I missed the point.
Who would be your pick?
Who would be your pick?
From the newly elected slate of government representatives that have been elected in with the PLP, who would you choose as the Minister of Sports?
Well, I would choose, believe it or not, Vaughn Miller? Right.
Do you know any history of what Vaughn Miller has done?
Yeah, he was a basketball star.
Okay. Yeah. No, I heard that too.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
But you know, my main reason for calling You know this Raymond, right?
Very well, man. Okay. I tell you, I know your brother. I know your mother. You all live round the corner from us, and you tend to forget.
Okay. Well, my point is for calling, right? Not the voice. I didn't sure you picked up on my voice.
Yes, can't miss you.
All right. But you mentioned our colleague.
Yes.
Right? When you said this by the 24th?
24th, yes.
Yeah, well, I would like for you to wish him a happy birthday for me, because he is one who gives back to society. Him and the VIPs.
Yes.
Also, what's the guy named, T. Coakley. You know?
Yeah, T. Coakley. I use T. The sound that I use is T-Zone.
Yes, I realize that, and you said so. But, you know, he also gives back to society. So I wanted you to give him my regards. Also, because this show is basically track and field, deals with track and field, I want you all to remember Elisha Obed and name East Street after him from water to water, because nobody is more than 30 years now since he won the championship, and no Bahamian reached that stage as yet. So they should do something for him.
Let me tell you something, please. Elisha Obed, down at Junkandu, many years ago, the police were kicking Elijah off the street.
With his son in his arm, his baby son in his arm.
No, I don't know if that was it, but let me say this.
Uh-huh.
I told the police that they shouldn't do that. And there was somebody they asked if that was a problem. And that was Dud Maynard. I said, there's no way they should have kicked him off the street. My thing with that young man, Elisha Obed, is that I was in Toronto. And I always walked by this. As I walked, I got Globe and Mail. And in the Globe and Mail, it was Elisha Obed won. Do you think I could forget that? And in Paris, Frankie Wilson and his wife went there for their honeymoon or whatever it was. And they were there. Yeah. You know, so. But what I told the person who was in charge of the Olympic Committee, that I will help. But I can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do everything. So that's what I'm talking about. And there's still time for that to be done.
Of course.
Yeah. But I want to set the record straight. You know, he's my brother. I mean, we had a good relationship. And he wouldn't have lied to me. He told me he was trying to get across the street with his baby son in his arm.
Okay.
And that was a problem for the police.
Okay.
They didn't think he should have walked across while Jonkner was going on. But the thing is, he did well for the country, and I don't think they could have warned him. They could have spoken him rather than.
Well, that must have been about at least 30 years ago.
Right.
And thank you for your call, and listen as much as you can.
Right.
And I really appreciate you, young man.
You know, I appreciate you also. Don't forget our colleague and also T, okay? Give them my regards.
That's what I say. I know. Okay. So I know Al, and I will reach Al. I can't reach T. Coakley. I could reach the fellow from Grand Bahama.
Okay.
Who played with the T connection.
Right.
Yeah. So what I wish to say is that I will just mention that one death. And the one death is a young man called Greg Austin.
Greg Austin.
Yes.
Greg Austin.
He was a Q as well, known to many of the
younger
bros, brothers.
Well, he liked my wife. Not like that. But whenever we saw him, we give him a ride. And then he is at the back of me, taking his time to come in the car. And, you know, the people are waiting.
You know something?
And as you know, he was very active in track and field.
I know that. I know that. Official, very much so.
As an official.
And I enjoy listening to you and the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Get
Shawnee
Rebo on one of these
times. It won't be. She promised that when she finished the world thing, that she would come.
Yes.
But let me say this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you. Have a great evening.
Arlington. Roll. Not Butler. we really couldn't do it without you. And we have a surprise guest next week. And I'm sure you would enjoy it. Thank you once. Thank you twice. Thank you a zillion times.
Yes.
Thank you.
And next time we'll probably know who the Minister of Sports is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Soon enough.
Yes.
Thank
indeed.
You. Okay. Thank you.